going on, Tony? My apologies, sir. I'm trying to get this thing rolling.
Yep, no problem, sir. We do what we can as volunteers.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
Where's everybody else?
Huh. Used to be a popular meeting.
Must have been that 75,000 scared people away.
It's only an ask. You know what they say? Squeaky wheel gets the oil, man. So,
yeah.
I don't have any documents from management. Let me see if Jerry's going to join.
It'll be a short meeting.
Yeah, I think so. Or it could be that people are still on, a different hour. People may be vibing on 6:15. It's really 7:15. So I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I hope not.
Yeah, let's switch over to get people, though, if you're not careful, especially in the morning, Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to, in the interest of time, see, 7, we'll get started here in a couple minutes so we can get through the agenda and... Let me share my screen.
Hey, Tony and Kamal, it's me, Yuki.
Hey, how are you?
Hello? I'm okay, how are you?
Hi. Hi, Miyuki.
Doing well.
Good. How are you doing, Tony?
I'm doing Tony? Good. Yeah, I'm doing okay. Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm on the phone, so I can't see any screen or anything. And anyway, I just want to let you know I was on the phone, Kamal.
Thank you.
Which I guess you know because you're running it. So is this thing for Zoom meeting? So all these things are not the same. Every meeting is the same for the. It's not. Okay, relocation committee is different.
I think we have to revisit this. I don't know the way that this is set up. All the meetings appear to have the same ID.
Yeah, Zoom.
We may have to update that. Anyway, all right. We're going to go ahead and get started. I know we're running late. People will join as they find their way here. Right now, this officially is the WPFW LSB Finance Committee meeting for March 11th, 2024. I'm Kamal Harris, the treasurer for the LSB, chair of the committee. And we do not, I see one member present. So Tony Leon is with us. I don't see the rest of our members, but I'm sure with the late start, they will arrive. The agenda tonight, and let me read it off. We'll convene our meeting. We'll approve the agenda. We'll hear, hopefully, a financial report from management, the general manager, Jerry Paris. We'll review the February bank transactions and outstanding payables list. We'll get a report final report on the winter fund drive. Hopefully an update on the FY24 budget. I do have some details on that. The actual date for the LSB to join the workshop that we'll have, which is how to read an income statement. I do have a motion that the members of the committee should have, but we'll go over that motion, questions, and then adjourn. So any adds, subtracts from the meeting tonight?
Agenda.
Yes.
Yes, Tony, yes, sir. Go ahead.
It doesn't have to happen this meeting, but maybe the next meeting I would like to put on the agenda that we identify who the members are of the committee, and then we follow the protocol that the LSB uses of whoever misses three consecutive meetings. You know, we take a vote to remove them from the meeting, or it's automatic, really.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we can I'll send it out what I have right now as committee members, and then, yeah, we'll hold everybody accountable to that attendance. Not a problem.
Thank you.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know how I was able to do it, Dennis. Some kind of magic. When I was trying to log into the meeting, I just said, all right, let me log in as host, and it worked.
Okay.
It almost
cool.
Never works for me, so okay. It worked today. Yeah.
Cool.
But thank you, sir. Yes. So, all right. So we'll take that as a takeaway, Tony, for next time. So I texted Jerry. I think he'll be on. He said he's going to try to dial in again.
I'm on now. Can you hear me?
Oh, there he is. Yes, we do. Got you loud and clear, sir. All right. Excellent. So I don't know if you heard our agenda tonight, but we did convene a meeting. We have our agenda approved, and so we were hoping to hear a financial report from you. So you have the floor, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. And I did hear the agenda, and I don't have much of a prepared financial report, but I can state where the station is at the moment. We came out of our last pledge drive short. I would call it a qualified success because we made some significant monies on par with what the other listening areas do within the foundation, our sister stations. So the final report that I received, and this was just a verbal, I've not seen any of the math yet, was that we came in about $66,000 short of goal. As such, there are new efforts so that we can raise some monies immediately. There is an effort to have a mini drive for the purpose of building a move fund. That's an effort that has been started by one of our programmers in league with some of the other weekend programmers. This is a brand new thing, and we're visiting it today, and we'll build it up week. I believe it's going to be a two-day drive. I don't know what the goal is for that drive, but
50,000.
Oh, okay. Miyuki, on board? You're on board?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Thanks, Jerry.
Okay, perfect. 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 Thank you. So I didn't want to say who it was, but since you're on board, it's Miyuki's. it's Miyuki's initiative. Is that correct?
It's our development initiative. Yeah, we have to generate some funds for the building fund because we wanted to do it during the drive. But we didn't trust the fact that we could get people to give us $100 and add an extra $25. We didn't have the banking set up for that either. So we need to have that bank set up as soon as possible. You said you would try to get it early this week, Jerry, because we can't start soliciting funds until we have the restricted bank account open for just the building, the purpose of the building.
It just should be a manual procedure that Annette and I have to do in terms of just opening an additional Bank of America account. Our only restriction, I believe, would be that it would have to be Bank of America, but it would be listed as a restricted account. I don't think there's going to be any complication.
If you could please try to take care of it though, tomorrow, because the town hall meeting is going to be Saturday, and we'd like to be able to start soliciting either donations or QR code or some kind of donations at that town hall meeting, and we're prepared to have a PSA to start running about the upcoming 2-day event, as well as the fact that we have to have a building fund.
Okay, so do you have the 2 days in mind? What?
April 6th and April 7th, which is a weekend.
April 6th and April 7th. Perfect.
And then, but we need to have the banking situation set up like now, so we can start giving money immediately, hopefully starting this Saturday.
Annette is actually on working as we're speaking right now. And she's on her computer, unfortunately, her system, and she said having some problems because it's running a little slow, but mm-hmm. It is on working. So we'll pick up again on this tomorrow. I will visit the bank first thing in the morning. I'll make that a priority operation for tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Jerry. I appreciate that. And then just one small correction. We were 66 short for the drive. But we had the special day of happy birthday and raised money for Dory. And that was an additional $10,000 to us and about $7,000+ to Dory. So we were only 56,000 short.
Okay, thank you. So okay. Everybody can see it's real time here. It's very organic, if you will. Mm-hmm. Everything is happening in real time, and we're trying to bring in funds, reduce expenses wherever we can. So in having a fairly successful pledge drive, we managed to get ourselves out of default. We were in default with our landlord for our office space on K Street. We pay that weekly. We're paid up through March, I do believe. I will check with Annette, but we are no longer in default. Same thing with our lease at the transmitter site. We had to pay American University and get caught up with that. We had reached the point where we were in default with Pepco. We paid the electric bill, so we don't have to worry about that because we don't have a radio station if we don't have electricity. So those primary things were addressed, payroll, and I believe we made a healthcare payment also. So those are the top tier issues that we have to deal with almost on a monthly basis. So we're more prepared now to go into the season or the next pledge drive or the move, what we're going to incur in terms of relocation. We're a little better off. It's not like we're any threat of eviction or anything like that. So things are fairly stable, but it's, again, still very much hands-on. Yuki knows. I was in this morning at 5 a.m. because we had a fairly critical failure that would have crashed our Monday morning programming. The weekend programmers had to endure a silent control room because the system had failed in the control room. That has been addressed. We're up and running again. So, for brevity, that's my report.
All right. Excellent. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that detail. While we've got you here, I'll open the floor up to any questions for our GM.
I have a question. Come on. I don't know how to do it on the phone, though. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yep. Go ahead.
Hey, Jerry, two questions. One, when we get donations and from Cash App, whose responsibility is it to, acknowledge, accept that Cash App donation?
That is under Sartaria's purview.
Ms. Sataria? Okay, and then the other question is, I sent you an email. I got three $500 donations from Reverend Yearwood for Climate Friday, and it's not registered anywhere on the tally sheet nor on the Cash App. So that's like $1,500 that he could provide receipts that were given during the last drive, but I don't see where that money was accounted to or given credit to. Where could it have possibly been registered?
Okay, wait a minute. It was to the climate show, Reverend Yearwood
Yes,
show,
sir. Yes, sir.
and they're not registering anywhere.
No, sir. Not on Otis's tally sheet, and not on anything that could, that Sitaria sent me for Cash App.
They come through you initially?
No,
Or
I
do
had
you
a
know?
question because they did not come to me. I don't know how they came to, but he could provide me three receipts. Because I don't know Reverend Yearwood. He talked to Katia, asked him, because I'm trying to figure out who he could get more money from. I think Dr. Yearwood's show is a very strong show and should be well supported. And I was trying to figure out how to pitch better with them. And then that's when I was informed that, that a donation was made for all 3 weeks at, for the goal total. But I look at the, if you look
Oh,
at the
okay.
spreadsheet, it looks like zero. And this is zero, so
I
that's
see now.
why.
I see now. Okay, now I get what's going on. They're not external donations. We have a few shows that pay for themselves. Yearwood is one of those shows. When we set a goal for him, he pays the whole thing. I believe there are at least other shows that do the same. So it doesn't
Right.
go through the pledge system. It is,
No, but it
it
was done through
is.
the pledge system. What I'm saying, I've got receipts from the pledge system, and where it shows that he donated these three different times, and it's not registering anywhere on the spreadsheet. It is. I sent you the email. I can resend it to you. I have to find it. But they're actually pledge donation receipts.
I'll point that out to both Annette and Tataria. We'll find them because this is standard operating procedure for all of our pledge drives. It gets kind of confusing because sometimes people are saying, why are they not pitching? We say, we do not pitch in those shows because those shows pay their own ticket. So I'll find out what the
Right.
mechanics are for
Okay. Okay. So
actually
anyway, so if
receiving
you can find out,
donations.
find out about that. I forwarded you the receipts already. If you could find
So
out
you're
for
seeing the
that,
receipt,
and I
but we're
can,
not seeing it make
yeah,
it this correct.
correct,
You receive the
right. That's
receipt,
what
but
my
we're not
problem. That's my
actually
question.
seeing it being posted any place. Is that what you're saying?
Right. And then I also received an interesting email today from a listener who pledged $500 during
Mika,
the
I may have
IMAX.
lost you.
Oh, hello? Can you hear me
I may
now?
have lost everybody.
Yeah, we got you.
We
We
hear
got
you,
you.
Jerry.
Hello?
Jerry, we got you.
Can anybody acknowledge that you're hearing me?
We can hear you, Jerry.
Yes,
Jerry,
sir.
we can hear you. Jerry, we can hear you. We can hear you. Hello? Jerry?
Hello. Hello,
Hello?
can you hear
Yep.
me now?
Yes.
Okay, good. For some reason, my system muted. I didn't do anything, but it muted.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Well, what I was saying was I received an interesting email today from someone who donated $500 on my last show via Cash App, but she said it hasn't been acknowledged. You got it when you get a Cash App, you have to accept it. So I want to, if it hasn't, that's $500, that's a lot of money. And she said it, at this point it hadn't been accepted. I just got the email. I'll email that to you as well.
Because, yeah, that's how Cash App works. You have to accept it for it to actually move
Right. But what I'm,
money.
yeah, so what I'm saying, I have a listener who donated $500 and she's saying that it hasn't been acknowledged yet. And that was from the third week of the drive.
Okay. Shoot me that name, and that's another one
Okay.
that we'll
I'll send you the
process.
form. But see, right there,
Okay.
so my question, Jerry, so my question is right there, that's $2,000 to the total that we know of. So, you know, instead of 56 short, we're 54 short, but I don't know where that money is being attributed to. Do you understand where it's going if it's not going to the pledge totals?
Yes, we'll find out. We will find out.
Okay.
You're right. That's 2,000 right there. We process, this is on the income side, we process pledges almost on a daily basis. And unfortunately, there are other system errors that happen that are to our detriment. There's one person who pledged $100 and was billed mm-hmm. five times. We went through
wow.
to refund the person, but the way it works, it only allowed refund at a time and then locked us out from giving the person the other three refunds. So it's still mm-hmm. in the air. It's, again, organic. It's stuff that we deal with every single day. So I'll be glad to process income as opposed to costs, because there are people who mm-hmm. pledged over past pledge drives who call us on a daily basis for not having received their gifts, and we process and process and process again every day.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll
okay,
add this to
you,
the back for tomorrow.
You good? I'm sorry, Miyuki, are you all set?
Yeah, so as long as there's a follow-up, I appreciate it. Thank you very, very much.
Not a problem. Tony Leon, sir, your hand. Go ahead.
Okay, hi, Jerry. As you say, the rent was paid up through March, and the last outstanding report that we had for rent was $70,069.98, and that was on February the 24th. So that was paid up?
Yes, sir. I moved those monies myself.
Great, great. Let's see. The American University Tower was $19,679.24. The Pepco bill was $16,009.94. And payroll.
21.
Okay.
Right? Payroll should have been around 21.
21. Okay. So that, when you do the math on that, how much was raised, for the fund drive? Was it 160?
No, I think 260? The last number I, off the top of my head, was 225.
225.
Miyuki, can you support that? I'm not sure. I don't have any paperwork in front of me at this time.
Yeah, Kamal announced the amount. I'm sorry, I don't have all the bill stuff. I just have dry stuff. I'm sorry.
But we stated we did make for the drive.
Yeah, what did we make for the drive?
It was, oh, shoot. You have to give me a minute. I just closed all that stuff. Give me a minute, all right?
Okay.
Okay. It will be a rough figure. We're not looking for
it. I can pull up. I just closed all the sheets, so it's all right.
Were you able to make any central service payments, Jerry? This time?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. Okay. That was the gist of my question. Since we don't have financials this month, I was just trying to round up to see about what was left. Doing some rough arithmetic.
Appreciate
I'm going
to
share Tony in a second. Annette just sent over, so put on the screen here for those who are on Zoom. Take a look. So you should be able to see that now. Let me walk through it while we still have you, Jerry, and I'll see if this sparks any other questions. What was sent over this evening, the bank transactions or bank activity, this is in the Truist account. This is for the month of February 2024. Beginning balance in the account, $16,505.86. Listener support dollars that were received in February, $227,247.68. The expenses or withdrawals for the month, our payroll was $59,416.78. We had healthcare expenses, $13,421. There was a central services payment of $2,667. Consultants, $3,000 plus engineering consultants at $6,963. Telephone expenses, $4,157. Some bank charges, $590. Credit card and financing fees, $296. Local travel, $1,861. Some office expenses, $888. Utilities for the tower, looks like 2 months, November and December, $8,632. Technical or non-technical maintenance, $235. Technical maintenance programming, $1,058. Technical maintenance operations, $1,500. Development shipping, $17. Miscellaneous charge, one fraudulent charge, $296. And website expenses, programming, $709. Total expenses for the month, $105,707. So for those that can see, those are the transactions. I don't know if you had any follow-up, Tony, or not, but Gary, yes. Have you, I don't know if you've seen any of this yet either.
Yes, I'd like
to hear.
Yeah,
this just came in.
No, go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, the total. Oh.
I'm sorry. Go
no,
ahead.
No, go ahead.
Hold on. Jerry, have you seen the financial information? Let me just get that out of the way. Have you seen the report from Annette yet?
Yes, it just came in for me also.
Oh, you have it. Okay, good. Now, we were following up with Miyuki. Go.
Okay, the total for the drive is $243,923.
242. Thank you.
Tony, are you still on the
LSD? Yes, I am.
Tony Leon? Okay. You should have gotten the report last week. Did you see it? Did you get the report? I just want to make sure you received it.
No, we didn't get any reports.
No, yeah. They were sent. I asked Tara to send those out last week. Let me follow up.
Yeah,
on
I'll get those out. That's on me. Tony.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. So we have them. We're just waiting for distribution. Great.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, Jerry, with regard to this, so timing. We had 227,000 in listener support. So, I mean, a bulk of that's got to be from the winter drive. To Tony's point, it looks like we're, based on this report, still 70,000, almost 71,000 due to Bernstein, the landlord. But I guess that was paid after the 29th of February. Was that transaction completed in March? Whatever payments to the landlord?
Yes.
That's why. All right. Because, yeah, Annette, we're showing outstanding to Bernstein as of February, 70,914. Okay. Another hour.
Oh, I see. Wait a minute. Right. I went to page two. Like I wasn't looking at the second page.
Yeah, it looks like it's probably just you must have paid something at the interim between the 29th and today, I would think.
Yeah.
Okay. So are we saying then that 70 is taken care of to Bernstein and then the 19 to American, 19679 to American?
Yes, we are.
University? Okay.
Yep. Those are
and then you said Pepco too.
Yes, and we had to pay Pepco also. They're a very high priority because, you know, it's a switch and we're off the air. So
sure.
You have to avoid that switch occurring. Ever.
Okay. All right. So those are the big ones. Any other questions for our general manager, for Jerry tonight?
Can you scroll back up, Kamal?
Yes, I have one.
Who's that? I have one.
F. McLeod.
Is that somebody? Oh,
hey,
okay.
Arthur.
Go ahead. I didn't see your. Yeah, go ahead, sir. You're on the phone. I got you. Yep.
Hey, I'm on the phone. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can remember this, Jerry, but I'm always trying to come up with ideas for the station, and I was saying, hey, at nighttime, since I'm there at nighttime, let's turn out these lights that we're not using when there's only one person in the studio. And you told me that don't worry about the electric lights, so because that's included with the rental of the property. So I'm wondering why you mentioned that there's a Pepco bill. And you said that if we ain't pay the Pepco bill, then we don't have no station. But that's not what you said a while back unless something has changed. So I'm trying to understand what is this Pepco bill and if it's not included. And I thought it was utilities was included in the rent.
Utilities are included in the rent. The Pepco bill that is being referred to is the cost of running 50,000 watts a month. That's the transmitter Pepco bill. Utilities at the office, at the station, are part of the lease agreement. So the lights are inconsequential to us financially.
Okay.
I appreciate the offer.
I was just, because you said if we don't have no lights, we don't have no station. I said, oh, no, we can have lights because that's not, we don't pay for that, but we were paying.
Oh, no. No. The big electric bill, the Pepco bill at the tower, you know, again, 50,000 watts of power is a lot of juice. That's a lot of power consumption. So we have to stay up to date on that because we miss a couple of months and it multiplies very quickly.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. I understand now. Thank you.
Tony, you got another question. Go ahead.
Yeah, if we look at the balance sheet there, I notice a couple of big hitters.
Go ahead.
Let me see. The first one that stood out is local travel, $1,861. And the website expense of $709. Can you talk about where those come from? Local travel and website expense, Jerry.
Local travel, that number is kind of curious because it almost looks like a figure that was copied over because I recognize that number. Again, usually that's because of truck rentals and in-town transportation, Ubers and stuff like that. But it's a little high, and I'll have to drill down on it with a net to find out exactly what it is because we didn't rent any trucks in February. So the remaining would be Uber travels, I believe some of Mo's travels, local travels might be in there. Mo charges out all of his expenses for his national travels because he's in L.A. right now. That involved me getting him to National Airport Saturday and then getting back and then getting his vehicle secured. So that might be part of the 1861 that we're seeing. But again, I have to drill down with a net on the travel line. Let's see. What else? Everything else looks
website. You asked about the website. Yep.
Website.
Okay. Let's see. I know Vinny is working with, getting some website software. And let me see. I'm seeing, you're seeing $709.38 there?
Yeah, 709.38. It says website expenses dash programming. And then in October, it was $605.
Okay. I need to get a loop back from everybody so that I can put this on a task list. Figure out exactly what these are. I know Vinny has been doing some work and has been acquiring some software, but this might just be things falling into a website expense category that really isn't correct. So let's loop back on this, bring it up again. I don't know if we can meet again next week. But
I mean, next week as a committee, probably not. I mean, that's we have to give folk ample time. We can figure out how to collect and get together smaller and then group and then come back to the larger committee with the answers. But we wouldn't be able to meet as a full committee next week, no.
Okay. So, Tony, we'll get to the bottom of these. It doesn't look like anything fraudulent or wasteful. Everything appears to be pretty standard expenses.
Yeah, we just, you know, as a finance committee, we just like to have, you know, be able to explain why, you know, money is being spent, where it's going. I think that's part of our purview. That's all.
And I apologize in us not being able to give you guys, you know, timely, hard data, but, you know, it takes time. We'll drill down on this. And then there's also the motion put forth by the board, you know, to get more help, I believe it is, from the PNB. Whatever it takes, I'm all for it.
Yep. All right. Anything else on the transactions and or the list of liabilities, of which some in the interim between the 29th of February and today have been paid? I will give you the bank balance here, if I could. One second. Well, let me just pause here. Any other questions on this or for Jerry's report?
Yes, I had a question. I had a question for Jerry. Or just Jerry, can I follow, I'd just like to follow up those questions that Tony Leon proposed. Or really, thank you, Tony, for doing it. I was going to ask a question about local travel. If you could just, you know, if I could be included on that meeting with you and Annette, I'd be happy to send out a quick email to everybody on the committee just to update exactly what those are. So whenever you talk to Annette, if you just call me, I'll just send out a quick email for everyone. That way, so we don't have to try to meet again, Jerry. But we can get an answer to that question, which I think is really important.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you.
Okay. No, thank you. I'll just take care. Just let me know when you speak to her, and then we can go from there, okay?
Okay. Perfect.
All right. So those are our transactions. The bank balance as of today. This is the bank balance as of today in the Truist account is 30,000 $384.21. 30,384.21. And according to Annette's email here, Bernstein was paid $70,914.98. Says American rental, but I believe that's the American University Tower rental, $19,679. And there was a payroll transfer for the 15th was made $29,354.82. Right. So those have been done, and looks like payroll will be funded for the 15th. All right. All right. Very good. So that's our financial activity. Next on the agenda, we have a winter fund drive report that we went over. We heard from Jerry and Miyuki. Thank you both for that. Update on the FY24 budget. So this was something that the intent last week, there was a meeting between the executive director and I. We went through the budget that was put together by the national office, taking that budget and posing some questions for clarity in regards to the activity from particular accounts were derived from that meeting. There was a meeting that was supposed to happen Thursday last week. Our executive director was pulled. She had to be at a PMB board meeting that evening, which conflicted with the time that Jerry, Annette, myself, and the executive director were supposed to get together. So long story short, new meeting to be scheduled, hopefully before the next finance committee meeting. Once that happens, this committee, as is protocol, will have a version of that budget. We'll go over that budget. If we are satisfied with it here in this committee, that will then go to the LSB, and the LSB will have an opportunity to vet it, the larger LSB, that is. And then from there, it goes to the National Finance Committee, where some more vetting happens and review, and then ultimately up to the National Board. All right, so those are the steps for the budget. So we're right now kind of still in the, we'll say, trying to finalize the FY24 budget, okay? And we'll be coming up, so committee, get ready, on the FY25 budget here shortly. That's going to come down the pipe. We'll have to start preparing for that. Any questions with regards to the budget and the timing? All right. All right, so the LSB, one of the members had asked that the presentation that I made to some of the programmers on how to read an income statement be offered to the larger LSB. I wanted to make sure that enough of this committee was involved in that particular workshop, and I'm going to try and schedule the dates here now with you all, if we could, just to kind of maximize the participation from the committee. The next available date for me to present this workshop will be the first week in April, Thursday the 4th. So I didn't know if folk were available at 6:30 on Thursday the 4th. Of April. If they wanted to participate, I will put that notice out there and make sure the board knows tomorrow that this how to read an income statement workshop will be available. The full slide deck, we go through, you know, top to bottom income statement. We actually use one of the income statements from the station that's provided by the national office, and we review that, and I kind of walk through the steps on what's what and how to read it, some of the ratios and metrics to kind of better understand if a income statement is a good one, a bad one, in the black, in the red, you know, so we go through some of those details. So I'd like everyone who's on this committee to be able to participate. And again, it's also going to be opened up to the larger members of the LSB. So Thursday, the 4th of April, it's going to be the at 6:30 is my proposed meeting time. Anybody have, but who would like to attend, who cannot make that time? Is there anyone who would like to attend that can't actually make that particular time?
Time works for me.
Excellent. All right. So we'll put that out there as a notice, and I may be able to get it posted to KPTX or KFPTX, something like that, whatever it is.
Okay.
All right. Yep, absolutely. All right. Next on the agenda, and this comes up a lot of times when you kind of cross committees. So we're having a discussion in one committee that prompted a particular thought about this committee. And so what we have here, sorry, y'all. What we have on the screen, hopefully everybody can see it. If not, I'll read it. This is a motion for our PNB delegates, all right? So what we're trying to do here is the PNB delegates are granted certain powers through the Pacifica bylaws. And so what we'd like to do is I'd like to propose this motion, and we can talk about it here in committee. So the motion here is to request PNB delegate or delegates inspection of corporate records of WPFW. And the motion reads, whereas the WPFW Finance Committee has the responsibility of oversight of the financial activity of the local station, whereas the proper oversight of the financial activity of the station requires the presentation of accurate and complete reporting from station management, whereas a request from the WPFW Finance Committee to view the source documents supporting various accounts of concern have yet to be presented, therefore we, the members of the WPFW Finance Committee, request the assistance of our PNB delegates under their powers expressed in Article 12, Section 3 of the Pacifica Bylaws to inspect the records supporting the management provided list of bank transactions for the 12 months ending 9/30/2023 and the 5 months ending 2/29/2024. That is a motion put forth, and I'd like to open the floor up for discussion. If any.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I see Dennis's hand, and
there you go.
And okay, go ahead, Dennis, and I have Tony.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, I support this. I'm just thinking that in both instances, we should change delegate to director.
Delegate to director. Ah, got it. Okay, done. Go ahead, Tony.
Okay, I would say Article 12, Section 3. Okay, I believe it also says you can make copies. Let me make sure of that, but I believe we can inspect. A director can inspect and make copies. So I think they would need to do that as well. And I would suggest adding make copies.
Inspect and make copies. Okay, gotcha.
And make copies. I'm looking right now to make sure that I'm not misspeaking. Article 12. Article 12. What is that section that you have?
Section 3.
Article 12. Yeah. Every inspector, every director or his or her designated agent shall have the absolute right at any reasonable time to inspect and copy all of the foundation's books, records, and documents of every kind and to inspect the physical properties of the foundation. Yeah. So copies is in there. Inspect and copy. That's all.
All right, got it. Thank you. Any other discussion on the motion? Any opposition to the motion before we send it up to the board? The LSB, our local LSB. All right. Hearing none, then we'll make those changes, and then we'll have this come out of committee for this Wednesday. You all know that. This Wednesday, the 13th, is our LSB local station board meeting. All right. Very well. Lastly, on, I believe this is the last piece on our agenda tonight. Is actually questions and or other business that we need to bring up here tonight. So we're at number 9, questions, or we'll call that other business for tonight.
I have a question, please.
Sure. Go ahead.
Jerry, my understanding is that we had a building fund previously. And of course, we used it when we moved to 1990. Was there any money left in that account, or is that account still active, a building fund for anything? Was there any, is there any account that's available right now from previous efforts?
No. The account itself was converted from a restricted account to an open account. When we completed the move at 1990, there wasn't much left. So we use it as the holding place for actually the payments that were coming in through Cash App and PayPal, because those were hackable accounts, if you would, and we didn't want them pointed to any of our larger accounts that could have been attacked. So we used the account that was the building fund account. I think it was called the Leonard Fund. We just used that account for a holding place, if you will. So no real money's there, just enough to keep the account alive.
Okay. And then so whatever you're going to start will be something separate, brand new, that Uninet will try to open tomorrow for the building that we're proceeding for starting this week.
Yes, that will have to be a completely different account, because now everything is
okay.
In Bank of America. And actually, that building account that you're talking about was in United Bank on U Street, Jeffrey Banks' bank.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Now, wait a minute. Now that you mention it, no, that's right, we can't. I would have tried to resurrect that account as a new building fund account, but everything has to be unified under Bank of America. That's the objective of this whole Pacifica move towards Bank of America. So it will be a new Bank of America building fund account that we will try to establish tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Jerry.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you all for that. Any other questions or concerns? If not, then we'll adjourn for the evening and then give you some time back.
Kamal, can you just hold on
yes.
After the meeting is over?
Just of course.
Talk to you for a second.
Yep. Any other thoughts or concerns from the committee? If not, then I'll receive a motion to adjourn.
So move.
All righty. Thank you all. And, all right. Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate your time, Jerry. Everybody else, thank you for being able to get into the meeting today. I know we started a little bit late, but I think we were efficient in our movement. So thank you all so much, and we'll connect. Hopefully see you all in a couple of days at the LSB.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Kamal.
Thanks, Kamal.
All right.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, now.